What's up, everyone? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Star Wars The Clone Wars, which was announced it's going to be returning next year on the Disney streaming service, which is going to launch next year as well. I think it's going to be about a dozen episodes to kind of finish off the series, because they've done about seven series, but the last, it kind of ended, and then they kind of found some lost episodes that they released, but they never finished it off properly, and they feel like they want to go back and finish it off properly, which is certainly a good thing. But what did you think of all of this news coming out?
I mean, it was definitely a big surprise, but a good surprise, a happy surprise. I wouldn't necessarily describe it as, like, found. It's not like these were missing. They knew where they were. And I think this has more to do with Disney being like, we need something to keep people tied over until Resistance starts.
Give us something good.
Give us something good. This is something that fans have been wanting for a while. Some of the stories that we're going to get here have already been alluded to in other media. We don't know specifically what episodes are coming. At least I didn't see any official announcements, but we can speculate on several of them. We should get the duel between Cad Bane and Boba Fett, which I've seen test animation for. It's up on YouTube if anyone wants to go look for it. There's the story that was turned into the comic book Sons of Dathomir, which was the final comic published by Dark Horse, and it's the only Dark Horse comic that is still in continuity, which is actually kind of cool. That was based on, I think, a four-episode arc. I don't know if any actual work was done on it, so we might not see it, but it is in comic form, so it doesn't matter. And then the book Ahsoka alluded to a fight between Darth Maul and Ahsoka on a battlefield that would have taken place in this missing season, and I'm very much hoping that will be shown, because that, from what it sounded like in the book, that'd be very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like this weird thing about it's almost like they want to end it off properly, finish it off, because, you know, Clone Wars, it's really odd, because it feels like there was that whole generation that grew up on Clone Wars are now all adults, and, you know, there's a lot more love for the prequels and the Clone Wars now, because it's, you know, it's 10 years since that series came out. You know, the kids were all adult and they all grew up watching it, and it's really funny. It's like, because I look at this as like, when all this stuff came out, Star Wars fans weren't happy because it wasn't the classic heroes that we grew up on. And, like, now we're having the same thing now with the new era with the Clone Wars. Like, this is not what I grew up on, and this isn't Star Wars. Like, I've already gone, I've already gone through this once before. It's like, yeah, it's fine. It'll all link up in the end. It's good. Like, the Clone Wars to me was, like, I watched a few of the seasons, but I just kind of dropped off of it. I didn't really keep me going. But I wasn't the target demographic when it launched, and I saw the first movie, and it came out, and the first season is like, this is just Saturday morning cartoons, and didn't bother with it. But this series has just grown over the years into a much bigger thing than it was.
Well, you know, you go back to that first season, and then you go to some of the later seasons, or the lost episodes they released after the series got canceled. The first batch of lost episodes, you know, which dealt with Order 66 and whatnot. The jump in quality, not just in animation but in writing, is profound. You know, the first couple of seasons, they were still finding their voice. They had a couple of really good episodes in there, but what was the point of the series was still kind of being established. And then, you know, they found their groove, and, you know, they would do a couple episodes which were fairly mature. You know, they'd be war episodes with the clones or with the droids or whatever, and people would die, and big violent things would happen. And then you would have a couple episodes where C-3PO or Jar Jar would show up and do some comic relief for a couple episodes, and then back into the war. And they found a good kind of like back and forth pace, and a lot of the characters started to get fleshed out. Even though all the clones were the same, people started to be like, ooh, I really like Rex or Cody or Fives or all these guys. And, you know, it slowly grew into this thing, and it got to the point where when they brought in Rebels, they're like, you better have some Clone Wars stuff in there too.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously we did in the end.
It definitely feels to me as well, getting this out for the streaming service, obviously they can put all the Clone Wars stuff all onto that, and kind of a way of bringing the Star Wars thing. It feels like maybe they're like, we want to bring the Clone Wars stuff bring it up, bring new merchandise, bring this era back in properly. It just felt like, okay, we're going to try and just, because I thought they would, Star Wars was just going to purely focus on the new era. And it's like, nope, they're going all over the place trying to make sure that if whatever you like, there's going to be something out. And also, I wonder if the drop-off between Rebels and then filling in with Clone Wars gives them a bit of a scope to get ready for the next like series of this kind. Because I don't think Resistance is going to be it.
I think Resistance is going to be a temporary series. That's not because of like popularity or it'll get canceled real fast, but they're looking at a very narrow slice of time in Resistance, and it looks like it's already going to overlap with the Poe Dameron comics, so I'm not sure how they can get too much mileage out of it unless they go, okay, season one is the build-up to Force Awakens, season two is post-Last Jedi or something kind of awkward like that, so... we'll see what their plans are, but I would not be at all surprised if we got a mid-series between Clone Wars and Rebels, or alternatively, hopefully, we can get a series between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens, maybe somewhere in the middle of that, maybe instead, because there's 40 years of untouched continuity there completely. Yeah. You know, that a couple of books, a couple of comics, and that's it.
Yeah, so it's, for me, it's like, just keep going forward. Stop worrying about filling in all the gaps and stuff. It's like, you know, it's just complicated for general. But I just feel like this series just kind of comes in right at the point when I think, like, Star Wars actually needed a little bit of a boost after all the last two movies and stuff. It's like, let's go back, do a little bit of fan service, do something nice, do something safe, but also, just generally, it was just seemed to be a very good reaction to it, the way it came across, you know, and that thing of like it's being Clone Wars saved hashtag, and this whole thing of like it being for the fans, it definitely feels like this is not necessarily lip service, but just trying to kind of keep everything cool for next year.
I also have to wonder if there wasn't a certain amount of keeping Dave Filoni happy, the creative director on the television side. You know, he is one of the biggest influencers at Lucasfilms right now, outside of, say, Kathleen Kennedy, who's the CEO at the moment. And, you know, there's a lot of talk amongst fans, like, oh, let Dave Filoni go on and do some of the movies and stuff. But I think he does his best work with the television, and I think this might be at least a little bit like, hey, Dave, pet project. We know that you're doing this work, Dave. We love that you're doing this. The fans love it. So let's keep you happy and let you do this while also putting Resistance together.
And also, it does a very good job of reboosting all of the merchandise sales for the entire Clone Wars era. This is just a win-win-win. It's just, and then they need stuff for the streaming service. It's just hitting. I just literally saw it. It's like tick, tick. Tick, tick. Yep. It was like,
let's get some Blu-ray sales for the old seasons, get the streaming service sold, let's get all these old toys back on the shelves, and then, you know, for the mobile games and Battlefront 2, this is a perfect opportunity to be like, all right, we're throwing some new clone soldiers into Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes or Commanders or, you know, whatever else is left in the Star Wars front.
I think by the time this movie comes out, Star Wars Battlefront will be whoever's left is not going to be. There's not going to be a lot of people left.
Well, I hope they have another game that they've learned the lessons of Battlefront. But you know, they have these platforms to take advantage of this. The clones already exist in many of these platforms. Definitely in Battlefront 2. I know they exist in Galaxy of Heroes. This is an opportunity to do that. That whole cross-media promotion that Disney really wants to push very hard. So this is a great move all around.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. Kind of makes me kind of want to make sure I can try, maybe try and keep catch up on series 3, 4, and 5, so I can at least understand a little bit more. It's just one of those things. I think, you know, there's so much produced now, trying to keep up with everything is never. And I watched the first season or two and just kind of wrote it off, which I probably shouldn't have. But let us know in the comments below what you guys think of Clone Wars returning. Let us know what you guys think. Go check us out over at DisneyKingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe on all the different platforms. James, where can we find you?
Find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
On that, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.